Hey, good Tuesday morning. So yesterday I was at a business thing on Mondays. There's a group of guys that gets together, older guys and myself. I think it's important to be mentored and to mentor. If you can be in both places, I think you're in a really good spot. It's helped me through the years, guys that will look at my business or look at my personal life and say, hey, what are you doing? Do this, do that, slow down. And you just got to process it. But I'm with this group of guys yesterday, and we were talking about the Arizona State football banquet that I went to on Sunday night, and many of them were there too. I was very fortunate to sit at the table of Herm Edwards and visit with the head coach on a bunch of fronts. A friend of mine said, hey, come along, be my guest, bring your wife, don't work, just hang out. You never just hang out. Like I said, it's good to be mentored and not just sit there and grind and work all the time. So I'm talking with Herm about recruiting and coaching and all that stuff, and start looking at the bowl game myself after the other night, because it was fun seeing the ASU players up on the stage and graduate and all that stuff. I appreciate the side of student athlete. I know we get cynical in our business about, yeah, they really don't go to class. But when you talk to some guys, Kyle Williams is a prime example at Arizona State. I think he's probably everything that you would want in a student athlete. He won the Pat Tillman Award for being a student athlete. It was cool to see. Jaden Daniels was just a freshman that they tried to get to make a speech, and he basically did a mic drop and said, I got many more years of this. It's all about you guys, the seniors. So long and short of it, when I look at ASU and I'm there at their event, I start to look ahead of the bowl game against Florida State. Now, I've said, and I continue to believe, when you go to the Sun Bowl, it means you didn't have a great year. It means you're pretty ordinary. One of the things I really appreciated on Sunday night was, you know, when you go to these banquets, or if you haven't been, they do this hype video somewhere during the night at any college, you know, pro. The teams will put together this video to show how great their season was. And it doesn't matter if there were problems along the way. Nobody wants to acknowledge the problems along the way, which I think is misleading, okay? Great video, great hype video. I lean over to my wife when Arizona State, they're showing them beating Washington State, and I said, it'll be interesting to see how they handle the next 4 weeks before they played Oregon and U of A. And what do you know? They didn't even acknowledge the 4 weeks. Didn't show anything bad against UCLA or Utah or any of the four losses in a row, because nobody wants to see that stuff. I think, full disclosure is, yeah, we had some rough spots along the way. It'll make us a better team. Herm Edwards gets up on stage and says, yeah, so we had four flat tires. The car was in the ditch. We had a bad four-week run. And I love that. I absolutely love it when people are transparent and acknowledge what's going on rather than be like, oh, it's all great. No, it's not. It's not. And he said, we're going to the Tony the Tiger Bowl. Like, you know, he knows, we know. They're going to take a bus down there to El Paso. And you can see the players like, oh, my gosh, we have to take a bus? Because they took a bus last year to Las Vegas and got worked over. And the coach says, if we lose, we'll take the bus home. And you can see the players just kind of shrink down even lower. And he said, I'm just kidding about that. It got a good laugh. He worked the room, and it went fine. It was fun. But here's the thing about the game on the field. This is not an easy game. I don't think Eno Benjamin's going to play. I don't think Brandon Ayuk's going to play. So two of Arizona State's best players are not going to see the field, in my humble opinion. I could be dead flat wrong, but as I sit here and talk to you this morning on the 10th of December, why in God's green earth would Eno Benjamin or Brandon Ayuk risk getting hurt before the NFL combine, before they go on to the next stage? I think in bowl games, it started with Christian McCaffrey years back. I think it's smart. I don't think you need to be out there and putting yourself in harm's way. It's great that you have a bowl game. It's great you're around your teammates, but you don't need to play. Other side of the street, they're playing Florida State. That's a great national brand name. Like on the surface, Arizona State, Florida State. That's a matchup that you would want to see if you're a college football fan. The problem is Florida State just fired their coach, and they're hiring Mike Norvell. You remember Mike Norvell. Without Mike Norvell for Todd Graham, there's no way N'Keal Harry or Chase Lucas make it from Chandler High School to ASU. Mike Norvell pitched the tent and says, I'm not leaving. And so all the players for Florida State are now on notice. They're now going to be playing for their new coach to show him that they care. So it's a job interview. So Florida State's going to be motivated. So you just look at this on the surface, say, great matchup. That could be a tough day for the Sun Devils. Hey, make it a great Tuesday.